Blog Talk Radio.
Why does motherfucker do that all the time? Hey! Third and long. Well, third down. And a long way to go for some of you motherfuckers. I'm telling you. First, let me just say, I lost a partner. This past. Actually, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I wasn't really this dude's partner. We had respect for each other because, you know, the level of game he was on in his camp, or whatever, but in his, you know, what he was doing, and, you know, the level I was on, we knew of each other, and we spoke. So, I'm saying, it ain't like this nigga was, you know, my ace wound coon or anything like that. I don't want to front it off. But what I'm really saying is it's just sad. Not because of him, but because I am at the age to where I'm losing a lot of friends. And as far as my later in life friends, after 25, 30 years old, those friends after those years are like, you know, the people I met in the streets. And man, I'm telling you, I'm losing them. And I'm telling you, there's drag niggas, there's con niggas, there's just flim flam. I mean, there's all kind of goddamn shit out there. This nigga was a genius. I only knew him by camp. But this nigga was a genius. And shit he did, you in the streets, especially me at the level I was, I'm saying, I hear about it. You know, Tay heard this. Tay telling me, we talking about this shit. He ain't doing that shit. But then we out at the candy store. And we see this nigga. Ah, man, we go up, kid, you know, like we like street corner partners. But we not. We just respect each other like that. Because we done heard of the exploits. Motherfucker ain't got to do what I do to get my respect. So I'm just saying, Camp is a nigga. And he gone, you know, and it just made me sad to realize this game is just about to be lost. Excuse me. I'm sorry, man. And if I get a little emotional, it's because I believe in this fucking shit. What's going to happen is me, Tay, you know, whoever else is around that's really real, we're going to be gone in a few years. And it's going to be up to you motherfuckers to keep this shit going, or it's gonna be over. Maybe you don't care. Well, maybe you think the world going in. I don't know what you think. But what I'm saying is, keep fucking with me, because I'm gonna get realer and realer. Because not that camp made me think this, but my time is getting short. And I'm gonna spit it out. So what you need to understand is, you should not hesitate. Do not wait any longer to get in Sidewalk University. Enroll in SWU and learn the way it's supposed to go. Life. It's one thing you're not understanding. You lose your friends before they're 25. I lose my friends when they're 80 and older. What's the difference? There's a genuine difference in this. And the difference is, the niggas I lose as friends, I'm blessed, they live according to the rules of what the fuck they did. Maybe they started all over here, but they didn't like them goddamn rules. So they moved over here, but when they got to where they like, they followed the rules. They didn't make up shit so they can get killed early. Matter of fact, anything like me, that was their worst fear, to do some shit that's going to get him killed early. Fuck that! No, you motherfuckers say fuck that. You ain't getting a fuck about getting killed up early. Shit. That's because you're a punk. If you don't want to get killed up early, you're going to have to stand up and might have to meet face to face. You might have to do whatever, some wrestling. But you ain't going to hide out and wait till you see the nigga and kill him. Sneak up on him and shoot him in the head. You motherfuckers is something else. Next. What I'm saying, I'm hard at Sidewalk University, but I am fair as fuck. And when you graduate, you're going to have a conversation with a fly individual's flair. And it's one thing that I'm going to admit about that goddamn Donald Trump. I like how there is no such thing as business as usual unless as usual is what worked for him. That is a selfish fucking mentality. And he a billionaire. I don't know if he, you know, what he doing wrong, right, blah, blah, blah. But I know that mentality took him somewhere. It did. And you could be mad at him or you could love him. You know, I can't stand this motherfucking ass. But I'm also a real nigga. I know what's real. So, me, in that same vein, if it ain't, you know, working for me, I ain't interested. I'm like that. So, I get motherfuckers who, let me tell you something. You guys got to understand something. I told you before, long ago, I'm building something. And when I get to a certain point, different things are going to happen. I started telling you a couple of years ago because I saw it coming. I'm going to stop selling my motherfucking confidence course alone. Why? Because it's the material that you get when you come to Sidewalk University. And instead of you learning some bullshit on your own, learn the real shit from me. So when you take this shit home and really use it on your own, you could be using it correctly. Because if it's a scale of 1 to 10, every motherfucker that bought my course and did not get any, you know, education other than what they, you know, learned from the course, on the scale of 1 to 10, they got about a, if they did great, they got about a 3. Everybody else about a 1. Because when you come to South Rock University, they all say it. Jesus Christ, they didn't even know this was in there. Yeah, it's the same shit you had. But you don't know how to think about shit. You're only surface. All you fucking do is read it. Yes, I understand what comes means. So I understand the sentence. Come on. That's not how it goes. So what I want you to do and what I want you to understand is that there's no as usual unless it's what worked for me. When you're fucking with me. Now, I get motherfuckers buying my shit or want to buy my shit. And, no, I want to get your confidence course, but, you know, I don't want to come to Southern University. Well, man, look, I was selling the course, but I ain't no more. I'm selling Sidewalk University. If you fucking want to come there, that's why you're calling me. Because you ain't calling me to buy the material that you're learning at Sidewalk University. It's a whole nother different thing going on with me now. understand that motherfucking shit. So I tell him, if you want to fuck with me, you got to have a Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Now, what I'm saying is the motherfuckers start telling me how they, you know, how shit gonna go. They say shit like, I ain't getting no Facebook. And I don't do social media. Well, then what the fuck are you talking to me for? Because that's a requirement. Although it don't have nothing to do with Facebook or social media. That's where the group meets. We're on the computer, fucking idiot. I don't have a place where all you motherfuckers from wherever the fuck you from can come to and sit down and talk to me. But if that's what you need, then that's not me. 2 and 2 is 4. Don't argue with me and tell me to change my platform. What I'm saying is this. I tell them, bro, if you ain't getting no Facebook and none of that kind of shit, I ain't mad at you, man, but you must don't want to fuck with SWU. Shit, because whatever. But what I'm saying, them motherfuckers go on and tell me where they coming from. And the end result is I tell them you can either buy the rest of the chorus. Well, I used to tell them that. I don't even tell them that no more. I used to tell them you could buy the rest of the chorus and learn the shit on your own. But now I just tell them, well, man, just learn the shit on your own. Even took that work from me. What I'm saying is the way I'm rolling, I'm lessening. I might be shortening my money right now, but just like I built from the ground what I built, I'm going to build from the ground what I'm building. And what I'm saying is if you want to fuck with me, you want to fuck with Sidewalk University. Baby! I got this shit all over me, man. Sidewalk University. Hey, I'm just saying. I'm real about mine. I spend a lot of money about mine because I believe in what I'm doing. I'd rather be broke trying than to have a gang of money and then try shit. I mean, you know what I'm doing is making money. But that ain't what I'm about. I'm about proof. And the proof of what I say is in the pudding. And ain't no motherfucker hating on Sidewalk University. And there's many motherfuckers didn't graduate. Go figure. What I'm saying is that what they learned, even though they didn't graduate, is like a doctor that learned what he learned, but he got a B. Well, you can't fuck with me because I got to have A doctors fucking with me. But that don't mean that motherfucker ain't sharp. Shit. It don't. It means he ain't sharp as me. But he's certainly sharper than the next motherfucker. Shit. So, what I'm saying is either you can want to do whatever the fuck I just said about learning the shit on your own, or you can realize I can give a fuck. I am a selfish bastard. And the only thing I give a fuck about is if you want to fade me on what I'm talking about. Because what you think and wherever the fuck you think you want to go with it, if it ain't with my program, just go with what you think. And I won't be mad at you. I don't like a nigga that believes in himself. But remember this, bro. I'll still be here when you realize that shit you talking ain't shit. See, and then you have the motherfuckers who think the customer is always right. Man, I'm going to spend $1,200 with you, man. You woo, woo, woo. Bro, you want to spend $1,200 with a nigga, but you ain't spending it with me because I'm not agreeing to that bullshit. See, now that's where I like Trump. When they say some shit like that to me, I immediately let them know, I don't want you as my motherfucking customer. My shit works. So, in theory, if you follow instructions, you won't have to ever fuck with me again. But I kind of think I want to take that line out. Because motherfuckers was buying the course and then calling me. It sounded like they love the course. They think that the course is blah, blah, blah. But I'm hearing as they talking, man, you saying some fucking shit. I'm telling the half of them, you didn't get that from the course. And I'm slowly but surely realizing these motherfuckers is only doing what they know to do, translating what I'm saying to the weakest form possible so they can do it. They're watering down everything in the course so they can do it. So there's got to be a way to correct that, because the course got all it has in it. Yeah, nigga, you got to teach it. And that's what I'm doing. I don't give a fuck if you want to buy my course. I really don't. And I know that's fucking up my money right now, because I'm really suffering. I ain't bullshit. I'm suffering now, because I usually would have been selling shit during the semester, you know, and all that shit. But nah, I ain't selling nothing now. Fuck you. You don't want to get in the goddamn group, Sidewalk University, then you don't want to fuck with me. My shit work. Period. Now, here I am for the last 15 years rolling like gangbusters. They ain't taking out no loans. I ain't borrowing shit. I ain't need no motherfucker to help me. I'm just saying I'm rolling with my shit. And I still get motherfuckers telling me how much better my audio or my video could be. Man, if I want to be CBS or something, yeah, I would care about all that shit. But what I care about is this. When will motherfuckers learn I ain't doing nothing else to my shit unless the fuck I think I want to for whatever my selfish and conceited reasons are? I even see and hear the fucked up quality some of the videos are. I see it. But my point is this. I'm not in this shit for entertainment, so I could give a fuck what you think about how you see me. When you speak about audio, I do give a fuck about that. But then I also give a fuck about when I replay it, I can hear it. And I only listen to it because I know what's been to be said. I'm seeing, can I hear it? And I'm an old motherfucker. And I can hear it. It is a strain on some, you know, some 2-second segment. So my point in saying all this is, the little shit that you hear, if it's little, whatever you see, if some of it's fucked up, should make your complaining motherfucking ass tune in to me more often. Because you can't tell me whatever the fuck you talking about ain't but 1% of my shit. But nah, you'd rather wait until I make it easier for you. Make it easier for you to just sit in your chair and can be doing whatever the hell you want. And I spent so much money for you to hear this shit that you don't even really have to pay attention. Man, fuck you. Fuck each and every one of you that think that goddamn shit. Because that's not where I'm coming from, and I ain't ever been to cater to what the fuck you're saying, because the customers don't know shit until they do. And when they learn, that's why you don't hear no bullshit. They all get in contact with me telling me, man, thank you. Period. Because you know what I am? I'm not a little soft motherfucker listening to your bullshit. I'm life. And life says, fuck you. Unless you can deal. And how you deal is up to you, motherfucker, because I'm going to keep coming. That's life. You ain't getting away. Give a fuck what you learned or how much money you donated. So what I'm saying is, the last 15 years I've been rolling. I'm saying, motherfuckers, I've been rolling like gangbusters. Motherfuckers be, you know, talking that goddamn shit. Man, my thing is, you feel it's incumbent on me to upgrade my shit because you're taking your time to listen. Newsflash, fuck you. Why don't you upgrade your attention span? That or the game you got so you can kind of hear and do whatever else and get it all. Why don't you do that? No, you want me to upgrade to make it easier for you. Come on. That's right. That's why you listen to my motherfucker now, or should be trying to listen to my shit. Because of how much game I'm representing. You ain't gonna spend a dime with me. Yet, you scream. Game is to be sold, not told. What I'm saying is, you're talking that motherfucking shit because it sounds good to you. But you ain't listening to what the fuck you saying. Because if you were, you guys would be breaking down the bank to hit me with $5, $10, whatever the fuck, or my Cash App or whatever. But I ain't got shit on Cash App and I don't know when. I don't need it. But what I do need is to know you motherfuckers appreciate this game I be spending. But it ain't going to stop me from spending it even if you don't appreciate it. Or if you don't show me you appreciate it. Man, I ain't doing this shit for money. I ain't doing it because I want to just do it for free either. So I got a happy medium. I make money as I do this shit. If you want to support me, fine. But when I stop, you guys can try to get this shit from someone else. Motherfuckers don't show you what they do, they just tell you about it. And if they got on a nice suit or coat or whatever, and they look kind of neat, well, you believe it. Motherfucker, I show you what I do. Every bit of it. I talk hella shit. But you see these bitches that be on whatever fucking with me, you hear them calling me. I mean, what I'm saying is I ain't lying. Man, I could give a fuck if them bitches call me again. They ain't got to call me, and they know it, because I'm going to catch me another bitch when it get like that, because I know what I'm doing. And you motherfuckers could be like that if you had nuts, but you don't. Nobody calling. All this game I'm spitting, nobody calling, because nobody got real motherfucking desire. Everybody just wants. I sure want to be sharp. Well, let me tell you, bro, you are sharp. Your head is pointed at the top. Actually, if I knew how and had the bow, I could put you in the bow and shoot you like an arrow and just drive straight through whatever target was. That's how sharp you are. Because what I'm saying is, shit, you motherfuckers don't believe what you say out your mouth. And I don't get it. Fuck. Is game to be sold or not? I mean, is that just another pimp saying that you motherfuckers have destroyed, misunderstood, and brutalized. Took it for granted. The only motherfuckers who gonna hear me clearly, or the only motherfuckers who gonna hear me clearly, are the motherfuckers on the goddamn conference calls at Sidewalk University. Because there you could ask any question at any point. And I will clarify. Lace you. So I'm starting to have some alumni get mad at me. Man, why are you giving this shit away? Because they want me to keep it or raise the price. Man, this shit is worth too much. And, you know, now I'm lowering and cutting it down a little there. Man, them motherfuckers hate. They ain't hating on me, but they let me know it. Man, you shouldn't be doing that, professor. Well, there's a mentality in what I'm doing. And there's a strategy in what I'm doing. So what I'm saying is, deal with it or not. Because, you know me, I ain't getting game away to motherfuckers who ain't about it. But I'm saying, my shit is free. And any motherfucker who have game will pick up what the fuck I'm saying, whatever I'm talking about. So, that means if you clearly, I mean, if you want to clearly hear and understand what I'm saying, and whatever reason you can't, you gotta upgrade. Because you gotta fuck with me on the Sidewalk University tip if you want to really, really hear me, because I'm doing it like I'm going to be doing it. Or you can just miss me entirely. Come on. Question two. It's on the plate. Now, recently, I lost a representative who represented game to the fullest. I mean, this motherfucker was gamed up. I had the pleasure of meeting this motherfucker on several occasions, but I didn't really, really, really grow up with him and know him because we was doing different things. It ain't that we were separate from each other. We just ran in different circles. But we knew of each other, and we actually, as far as speaking, knew each other. What I'm saying is, I'm going to just call him what we called him, Camp. Which I can only say rest in peace, my brother, you know. Abba Dabba is in me because of niggas like him. I'll represent the Abba Dabba Q because of niggas like him. And he wasn't even no pimp. See, what you guys know is this, you ain't got to do what I do to get my respect. You just got to do whatever it is the fuck you do in a big way. Because what I'm saying is, I know how hard it is for any person to lose a friend, even if he's not legendary. But if the motherfucker's legendary, it's even harder. And like, you guys probably think I'm hard and all that shit, and my heart go out. You know, to a mother, to a father, to a brother, to a sister, or any close relative, or any close friend of a motherfucker that has your respect. And I'm saying, if you lose them to the game, because, you know, regular people have kids and shit, but so do motherfuckers in the game. They become grandfathers, all that goddamn shit, grandmothers. And they feel that same hurt. So what I'm saying is there's a bunch of motherfuckers that's this nigga's actual family that really, really, really feel that hurt like the regular person. Otherwise, just because a nigga a legend in this game don't mean he didn't have motherfuckers that love him besides people in the game. So what I'm saying is I'm fortunate to still be living, and I owe it to that abba-dabba that this nigga helped me secure. And I'm saying I'll never fail the abba-dabba. So just, this is my statement to my nigga camp, to the game, be true. And you'll end up with the abba-dabba Q. Like you. Because that nigga had it. Now, even a slow motherfucker will learn if the message is non-changing and continuous. I'm a motherfucking machine. I still need rest. Wait a minute, you know what? I want to see what's going on StreamYard. Wow. You guys kill me. Hey, I don't know why you guys don't want to talk about none of this, but it's cool. It's cool. I'm a motherfucking machine, and I only have two gears. Rest and carry on. Even though I'm a motherfucking machine, I still need that goddamn rest. And I get it. I'll be having so many emails and so many instant messages that sometimes it's like hard to get that fucking rest. But, you know, nigga, get it. You know, that's why I don't get my number out. But there's one thing that, you know, you can continue to count on for me. Something that will be non-changing. My motherfucking message. My message is now and forever. It's going to be the same. The year going to be different, but the message is going to be the exact same that it's been. You know, I started on Facebook hella years ago. And even in 2050, hella years from now, which I'm going to be blessed to see, I'm still going to be doing it. Unless I need one of the voice things. I mean, I ain't going to do it when you got to feel sorry for me. But long as I'm like healthy like I am now, and you know, I might be talking slower because I'm 100. But if I'm healthy and can talk, I'm going to be spitting game. And you're going to have to say, for this old ass motherfucker to believe in that shit enough to say it right now, I got to check it out. But listen, I'm saying this. I am demanding. I am. And I'm demanding that you see the importance in what the message I'm talking about is. You know, male confidence is being eradicated. And if your motherfucking ass don't work, wake up, you're going to see that you're setting yourself up for Big Brother to select who can reproduce and who can't. Because all this bullshit going on is what it is, but it's to distract all of us from what's really going on. Population control is the key. Something is going to happen to make population control be a must. And what they're doing right now is programming all of us to accept who they choose. Because we're already accepting the law don't matter. Now, if you kill somebody and they catch you, you're going to jail. But you can kill somebody, and if you got the right lawyer and all that shit, like these peckerwoods doing in this politics shit, you can bend the law. Okay, who gives a fuck? Fuck that. I'm just saying, Big Brother, start telling you who can do what. And you're going to accept it. So what I'm saying is they got to first change how everybody sees sex and reproduction. Then they're going to slowly implement these laws or statutes to begin to prohibit certain people from reproducing. This is why they push in cyber sex. Those who can't reproduce are going to be hooked on cyber sex. And those who can reproduce will be able to get the real deal, man or woman. See, and this is because of your metrosexual mind that they groomed. That they groomed you into believing whatever kind of sexuality people have is whatever. And whichever one you identify with, that could be you with no repercussions. But that's only something that you've been successfully tricked into believing. You want to know why that shit is wrong? Because no matter how they explain shit, no matter how the fuck they interpret shit, you still need a man and a woman to reproduce. Now, they're going to scientifically at one day be able to reproduce without a man or a woman. But it's going to be the next 100 or so years before we know what kind of person that person creates. Initially, as long as he breathes and can walk and talk and learn and all that shit, motherfuckers is going to be thinking that, you know, maybe you not need a man and a woman to create a human. Well, that's it. They created the human. That motherfucker wasn't born. The motherfucker was in some kind of apparatus for whatever amount of time, and then they let him out. See, and not even crazy rich motherfucking people want the species to die out. No. They want to know that they may go to somebody really their family. See, alpha men and women, besides the important politicals, but alpha men and women will be among the first that's considered. Now, I bought my ticket 20 years ago. Before I even really knew this shit was real, I just bought it just in case. And I can barely believe we're already into 2022. If you are in your 20s, listen to this. If you're 20 years or younger, it probably seems as if it took a year to get to the New Year's. Now, living between 20 and 40, you've learned that saying, you know, time flies is not just a saying. Because time do fly. It's true. Because it seems no more than 6 months have passed before the year is up to you. But if you my motherfucking age, I'm telling you, this is true. I feel as if I celebrated 2021 about 6 weeks ago. There is no way a whole year has gone by. But it has. 716, what's up with you?
Hey, bud, how you doing, man? Don't ease up. They might freeze up, man.
What's happening?
But what I want to say is, man, you know, I'm glad I used to have game. If not, I'd be lame, man. I'm shining like a pearl up in the squirrel. You know how it is. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to tell these young boys, man, I had some young boys from the neighborhood, man, about hygiene, man. And I ain't even talking about, how they wear tennis shoes and all that shit now, man. But what I mean is Sunday to Friday, they walk around here with their hair uncut. They look like they got them playing football and shit. And the bitch that already saw these niggas up in the motherfucking grocery store and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So you present yourself on what type of man you is, on how you carry yourself. But on Friday, you get your hair cut, and you see the bitch up in the club, and the bitch has never seen you around the neighborhood like that. You can't holler at a bitch like that, bud. Let them know about the hygiene and shit like that, bud.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. I talk about hygiene. I talk about that, and maybe you haven't heard, but I talk about it a lot. But I also talk about fraud. You know why I just said that? Because you saying listen, man, you saying one thing, which is dope, the shit you just was talking about, hygiene. But when you made your introduction with all them rhymes, it was like you was a fake-ass nigga. I was finna say something to you, but you stopped. Why do you do that? Tell the truth or don't even talk. Because I heard you doing it. I'm sure everybody heard you do it. I just want to know why you do it.
Do what, bud? What you mean by that?
I don't remember what the fuck the words were, but you know you was talking in rhymes, man. Don't play games with me. It's recorded.
I understand that what you're saying, bud. I mean, what you mean in rhymes?
No, bro. It ain't no big deal. I just want to know why. If you understand what I'm saying, just tell me why you talk in rhymes.
Oh, you mean my introduction? What I was saying on my introduction, bud?
I guess that's what it was,
yeah. First that on. Oh, man, I'm trying to catch the young boy's ear. That's all, man. Ain't no fronting and shit, man. I ain't stunting or fronting, man. They walk around here frizzy frazzle, and then they wonder why they can't catch a bitch. That's all I'm asking, man. I can't say with shit
out.
Like that, man. That's
wait. Listen, see, this is the thing about you motherfuckers. Your answer was dope. And what I'm saying is I didn't know that. And my point is, that's how come I talk shit, because, you know, the way I talk. Because I'm trying to get these motherfuckers to listen, because this is the way they talk. So, you know, I wasn't trying to charge you. I just wanted to know why. And if you would have just said that shit from Jump Street, it would have been cool. Otherwise,
okay,
do what?
Go ahead, bud.
All that's weak shit to me. That's just weak. You can't do no shit like that with me in the streets. I'm fronting you off. I would have cut your ass off.
Right.
All that rhyming shit up. The fuck you doing?
I agree with that. I'm trying to catch the caller's ears, man, because I know this shit makes it right.
I try to tell them,
like that shit, bud.
That's
how you get them to listen first, man. That's how you get them to listen, bud. That's all I'm saying, man. When I said I was in the game, I wasn't talking about the P game. I was talking about the P game. Something other shit, man. I was gambling and all that other shit, bud. I would never know pimp like that. But I did other shit, man. But like I said, that helped me shine up in the that helped me shine like a pearl up in the square.
God damn. Thank you, man. I'm done. Thanks. Jesus Christ, man. This motherfucker wouldn't stop talking. What I'm saying, there ain't nothing wrong with that, though, bro. You can keep talking as long as you got something to say. My thing is this. Time is the one thing that stops for no one. It's just not going to stop for you. It ain't going to stop. So, since New Year's was just a few days ago, if you slipped back into your last year ways, you got time, man. You got time to simply not be the nigga that time passed by. Not be the dude, not be the motherfucker that time don't pay no attention to. Just get your shit together, because that's where I'm coming from. This year, taking no prisoner mean by any means, at any cost, and in a tireless pursuit, you're going to get what the fuck you want this fucking year and the rest of your life. You ain't going to be making no goddamn requests in 22. Especially the women. You won't even be making soft demands in 2022. If you really want it, as you claim you do, then this year, you're going to open your fucking mouth and state what you want clearly. You're going to make statements this year. You're not going to ask if it's okay. Is it okay if I can talk? Is it politically correct if I say this? That's why me and my nigga Tay, we went somewhere every motherfucking summer, putting that Abadabba Q down. Hey, you know what I've been saying? I don't know if I mentioned this shit to you. Abadabba is game. Abadabba, you know, you represent it in whatever you do. Like Camp. Camp wasn't no pimp, but he represented Abadabba like a motherfucker. Pimp niggas represent the Abadabba Q. Now, what I'm saying is the Abadabba is just being sharp about what the fuck you do, you know. You might rob banks. Shit. But the Abadabba Q is sinning a bitch every day or night to the track, getting fresh money every fucking night, bringing that shit to your ass. Now, them fucking three amigos, they can continue misusing the word game, but now they can talk about it because they not talking about the Abadabba kid. They just talking about the Abadabba. Okay, since they suck us, they can have their own fucking definitions. And I guess since they are living on it, it's Abadabba. It's a sucker Abadabba. But I ain't mad at them. Everybody can't be like me. If they could, I wouldn't be special. Shit. I'm glad motherfuckers understand they can't be like me. Me and this nigga Tay, we put our footprints all over the country. And out of all the places, we love D.C. Because they would let you get your shit on. You motherfuckers, I think it was 14th and K. I remember one night. We'd been in D.C. a few days, and, you know, we had been on 14th and K like a motherfucker. Matter of fact, it was back when Jimmy Carter was running for president, because his fucking campaign headquarters was on top of this McDonald's. I think two or three floors of it. But whatever, it was on top of this McDonald's, and it was on 14th and K. The 14th and K was the hoe straw. I don't know why they want to be so close to that shit. But me and this nigga was riding the stroll, and we decided to go to a strip joint right there on let me see, what was that? K Street. It was Sabrina's. Now, I'm in the club, you know, ogling one of these fucking dancing bitches. And I decided to give a bitch a dollar. Now, you niggas probably laughing, but back then, you know, a dollar was a lot. So I managed to get that bitch attention, and she, you know, danced over to me. I folded that motherfucking buck, and I stuck it on the floor. I wasn't going to put it in her little thing. I put it on the floor, and the bitch kicked it back to the table. Man, I'm telling you, she shocked me when she did that shit. Now, I'm looking up at this bitch, and it looked like she was blowing me a kiss. I wondered if I had action. The bitch didn't want my money. Now she blowing me a kiss. Now, I didn't particularly like fucking with motherfucking dancers because it's too hard, or it was too hard for me, to tell if they liked me or they was trying to give a tip. So I thought, the bitch thought a dollar was too little. So I put $2 up on I put $2 up on the stage. Then she kicked them off too. And I thought to myself, I got mad. I thought to myself, man, this bitch think I'm finna give her $5. She crazy as a motherfucker. He ain't getting shit else from me. So I like ignored her the rest of the I didn't get mad. I didn't get mad at the bitch, I'd ignore her. When she finished dancing, she came down to me and we started talking. And I'm mad. I asked her, why the fuck you was, blowing me a kiss? And she said, I wasn't blowing you a kiss. I was saying, no, don't tip me. I like you and I want to talk to you. Without you paying shit, I might want to pay you. And then the bitch said, you are fine. Man. I said, yeah, but I'm a pimp. And there isn't no goddamn beef wrestling going on here. Because, dancing bitches, they don't want to do nothing but geese and pussy. Well, not all of them, but most of them. Blow some cocaine with them, whatever, drink some alcohol. Fuck. Man, fuck that. Bitch. You ain't beef wrestling me. Man. And then I told that motherfucker, bitch, the bitch told me, I can recognize shit from Sugar. Why do you think I'm talking to you? Bitch, I don't know. Are you trying to fuck with a pimp that's pimping? I ain't looking for no dancing bitch. Man, I'm trying to get this bitch out of my face. Because I thought she was a punk. Needless to say, Amanda, baby, was my fourth hope. It just seemed like I was going to get a fly one, but this one stayed with a nigga for a while. And then, first the bitch told me, when I realized she really didn't want to fuck with a nigga, she said, just come back and get me after 2 o'clock tonight. What? 2 o'clock? Man, nigga ain't picking no hoe up at 2 o'clock. They say, well, I ain't been home. I dance at the night pay night. Oh. I told her I'd be back to get in 2 or 3 or whatever after the club closed down. So I met up. Now, listen, I met up with Tay. And we rolled around for a while, following each other and shit. And then we get to the light. And we had the light waiting to turn right. And 2 police ran up. Just ran up to our car. And they just pressed their badges on the window. They ordered us out of the car. Man, this bitch was the police. I'm thinking, I don't know. Man, we get out the car, but we got a story for the police. Pat. And we told most cops that we were entertainers from the West Coast. But before we could say anything, one of them motherfuckers said, all right, before you start lying to us, Rosebud and Shantae. Man, we couldn't believe this motherfucker had our names like that. Then he continued, Rosebud and Shantae from California with 3 hoes apiece working on 14th and K as we speak. Man, this roller ran our pedigree down. I wondered, what the fuck did he want? I thought we was going to jail. The motherfucker said, if you guys are going to tell us that you're just here to pimp your whores, you're not selling drugs and any of that shit, you can stay and pimp your hoes. But you're beating one up, fuck with anybody else, hoes, or do one wrong, like kick her ass, then you'll deal with us. I'm Haggerty. He's Grace. Ask around about us. Just like that. Them motherfuckers did that and left. We never got a chance to open our mouth because as quick as they came, they motherfucking left. Now, what I'm saying is, you don't run in the cities like that. They wasn't telling us it was okay to be a pimp, but they was telling us they was okay with these bitches hoeing. So long as you don't fuck with them, woo-woo. Man. So we just got in the car with the whole pimping, man. Just kept riding the track. And then I go back to get the bitch. And the bitch had her clothes already ready and everything. And she was about to third hole, third or fourth hole that I called that was just straight ready to go. Just a nigga had to talk to her that day. I don't know who the bitch is, where the bitch at, but if I'm lucky enough to run into her, the bitch coming with me. That's how the shit go. But, you know, a few months ago, I packed my hose up when we went to Hollywood, pencil up. And what I'm saying, I told you that story because of how nothing like that happens anymore. It's a plague haunting our lifestyle. It's a plague haunting our lifestyle. Until today, till recently, it had been under control. In my whole time in the game, we definitely had them pretenders and them fakers, but they were far and few between. Now, they're everywhere. They was far and few between because we found them motherfuckers. We found out about them, and we found them, and we checked them. Today is a plague, and it's decimated the game. The game is, we know it, real game. These non-pimps that don't put the cue in them, they listen to MP3s. They get whatever game and knowledge they think they get. They watch them videos. They watch movies and TV. And they think they understand what's really going on. And they just have run rampant with their bullshit. No matter what you say, there's niggas right now still putting it down the way I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you can say whatever you want to say about them, the motherfuckers, Rolls Royce, Bunch of Partners, jewelry, all that shit. Today, right now, but you wouldn't believe it, listen to the average motherfucker you run into. And I know I can't single-handedly eradicate those motherfucking fools from the game, but together, we can. Now, a word to the wise. You who are real pimps need to understand the detriment that these fools are posing for your ass. If you real, think of this. If you're a real pimp and you speak to a woman or whatever, and they previously had spoke to a sucker, talking pimp shit, that bitch is going to automatically judge you against that sucker she spoke to. It's just he stealing all your lines. That motherfucking bitch is going to think you a sucker too. She is. And there's only one thing you can do to prevent that. And that's from the moment you open your mouth, she's motherfucking in you. Not on you, because you got some clothes or pimping in you, the way you move and the way you talk and how you, you know, letting that shit roll off your tongue. Bitch see it, she gonna believe it. But if she don't see it, you gonna have to prove it. See, the difference today is you motherfuckers allow that sucker to continue to rank your lifestyle. And yesterday, we found his motherfucking ass and ran him out of town. Do that shit, and you will win too. I mean, this is how far off the beaten path you guys are. Now check this out. Last night, I was at a spot, and I was speaking with this, you know, younger brother. Getting younger than me, but I think he was close to 30 or maybe early 30s. And he said he was a philosopher. Now, what I'm saying, man, he may very well be a philosopher if he went to school and graduated early and got a platform and shit to spit his philosophy on. But as we was kicking it, I noticed this motherfucker kept using terms out of context. And some of the terms he was using was just downright wrong. So as cool as I could, and I ain't trying to start no shit, I asked him, you know, where'd you graduate from to get that degree? Man, UFB. First, I thought he was saying the University of Berkeley, but F, I mean, I couldn't figure it out. So, you know, I told him I never heard of UFB. So, where is that? You know, I ain't heard of all colleges. I just never heard of that one. Where is it? Motherfucker said Palo Alto, California. Palo Alto. Shit, I never heard of no. I'm from the Bay Area. I never heard of this. So I asked this motherfucker, what does UFB stand for? And that motherfucker said the University of Facebook. Then I realized how come he was using so many terms so loosely, because Facebook, you know. He must have gotten a straight A from that motherfucking Facebook University because of his ignorance. I didn't want to call him ignorant. Because I didn't know everything that I found out. You can't expect to bleed blood from a turnip. You can squeeze that motherfucker as hard as you can, and you still gonna get turnip juice. You see, I be working in the lab late at night. I be tired and weary, but I always have some fight. I had a monster on my back, and it was wearing me out. But I sucked it up because I am the one who chose this bout. So I set my mind back on this fascinating task, because nobody ever said becoming a legend would be fast. If I had a course on patience, I'd be rich. But that would be too easy because we all learn that life's a bitch. I'm going to keep on writing my way to glory because I know that you know I got a hell of a story. I'm out. Now you motherfucker.